Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 155, Wings Like Eagles. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Isaiah 40:31. Let that land for a moment. This is not a verse for a greeting card. It is a promise for the genuinely weary, for someone who has reached the end of themselves and has no idea where the next step comes from. Isaiah knew that place. He wrote for a people who had been waiting so long that the waiting itself had become the burden. And that is exactly where God speaks. Not when everything is fine, but when the strength is gone. But notice what the verse says. They who wait. Waiting on the Lord is not stopping. It is not paralysis. It is prayer. It is faithfulness. It is keeping your eyes lifted while the answer is still ripening. It is active hope. You stay present. You stay faithful. Only now you are leaning on Him instead of on yourself. And what happens when you wait like that? There is an exchange. Where your strength ends, His begins. The weariness you surrender in prayer does not return the same. It comes back as vigor, not borrowed energy that fades in an hour. Real renewal, deep renewal, from the inside out. Think about the eagle. The eagle does not fight the wind. She opens her wings and lets the very current that would bring another bird down be the thing that lifts her higher. That is what God does with the weight in your life. The pressure that should crush you becomes the lift that carries you. The storm does not swallow you, it launches you. And the promise does not stop at flight. It goes further. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Not just the glorious moment of wings spread wide. Also, the long, ordinary faithfulness. Taking the next step when you are drained. Keeping going when the road stretches further than you expected. Not quitting when quitting would be the easy thing. That endurance is His strength working in you too. And here is the most honest word in this verse. The strength is His, and it is received in prayer. Fly on your own wings, and you will fall. That is not a threat. It is the truth of how we are made. We were built for dependence on Him. That dependence is not weakness. It is the very address where real strength lives. So today, do not carry alone what was never meant to be carried alone. Do not face in your own steam what was designed to be faced in His. Today, do this one thing. Find the heaviest task on your list, the one you have been avoiding because it feels too big, and pray first, not after, before. Bring it before God, be still in His presence for a few minutes, and then go. Take flight on the wings He gives you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.